Hello, lovelies. Welcome to Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please like, share, review, and subscribe. All right. So for those of you who are not aware, today happens to be Good Friday. If you're listening to this in the future, bear with me. This episode was released on Good Friday. And in a couple of days, we will be celebrating, or some people will be celebrating, a holiday that we call Easter. In light of this perfect timing, I decided that maybe we should talk about metaphysics. Now, some of you may not be aware of what metaphysics is. Some of you are probably fully vested and completely understand. Basically, metaphysics is what is above the physical. It is the thing that comes after physics. It has been called the study of reality as opposed to appearances. It is the study of what is beneath, behind, or holding up the physical world. So when we venture into any sort of religious or biblical territory, it is the need to set aside the literal, to seek out the deep lesson beneath it all. And so when we observe stories that have biblical presence, we are being asked to put on a different lens. We are looking to discover that precious message that's actually beneath it all, the part that is a metaphor for our awakening. Because everything, when you break it down, has beneath it a metaphor for our awakening. You know, what's really funny is a lot of people hesitate to venture into this territory, but the truth is, no one should be able to resist this. I mean, for the biblically strict, for my biblical historians who view the Bible as 100% factual as if it were a history book, barely will I approach the discussion surrounding biblical history. I mean, I might approach it, but I will not renounce any faith ever, unless it's some dark bullshit. And for those of you who cannot stomach any thought of biblical purity, for those of you who even flinch at the discussion of God, I'm saying that this story, this tool is one of the many that we can utilize as we awaken. Okay, so let's start with what we know for sure. We know for sure that Jesus was a dude and that he was pretty smart. Okay, we've got cross references against all kinds of texts and things that make it, you know, I'd say 99% clear that this dude existed and said cool things. Okay, and if you just can't stomach that, then suspend your disbelief for just a few minutes, and let's go there anyway. And for those of you who have a version of Jesus that walks and talks and breathes within you at every moment, I am not denying that either. So Jesus was this dude, he was really smart, and he traveled, and he studied, and he spoke from his heart, and he had charisma. I mean, this dude gave people faith. He gave people faith in something bigger than him, and he helped them believe that they could heal. He said, "Stand up, you can see." And they believed him. That's freaking amazing. So put aside whatever your views may or may not be about the religion that some other dude credited Jesus for, and just imagine with me, this man walking the earth, speaking his truth, and doing the best that he can. I mean, I personally can't imagine a single one of you that could present a viable argument against this man's intentions. So there's a lot of discussions we could just launch into right now. We could talk about mythology. We could talk about the virgin birth. But for today, I'm thinking awakening, and I'm thinking Easter. After all, it is Good Friday, and Easter is on Sunday. I don't think of the resurrection. I think of the awakening, the rebirth. It is the shedding of the old self, a death, allowing the individual to be reborn, to change, to grow, to evolve. Celebrating a resurrection is a major point in like every single religion everywhere, all the time, going all the way back to the beginning of human history. It's really difficult to have this conversation without at least acknowledging the resurrection myth that preceded it. I mean, we had Osiris and Adonis and Atlas and Tammuz. I mean, there were so many. And so right now, we just need to set that aside. We need to set all religious dogma aside and let's see Easter metaphysically as a metaphor for individual enlightenment. So our personal resurrection, our awakening day is a day, any day really, that we're made new. The day that we take something that has held us back and we let it go and we set ourselves free. I mean, this is a day that completely crushes New Year's, right? I mean, this is new life, new you. It is the choice to strip away the old, catch your breath, and be resurrected. Follow me here. Because there's no coincidence. This just happened to be Good Friday. This was not my plan, okay? This, today, is important. And today, Good Friday, represents that moment that we realize I cannot do this anymore. That old thought, that old belief, that old action, that old sense of identity, whatever it is, that thing that holds us down is no longer good for us and we refuse to carry it for one more day. It's the day we say no more and cross it out. The cross. Metaphysically, that is the crossing out of our erred, flawed beliefs so that we can be resurrected, so that we can be restored, renewed, made new. Don't you see? Metaphysically, Easter is awakening. It's the process we work through again and again in our efforts to lift up our consciousness to match our spiritual identity. This is required, you know? We have to lift up our consciousness to the level of that perfect cosmic flow because the truth is, all potential exists in and around you all the time. All we have to do is synchronize ourselves to it. We have to resurrect ourselves. We have to be reborn. Utilizing Jesus as an example of the awakening process, we do have to recognize the effort that man put in. Eric Butterworth said it best. There's a book, The Universe is Calling. And Eric said basically this. He was not one, he being Jesus, he was not one in whom God specialized, but one who specialized in God. And we misunderstand him if we think that he didn't have to work with effort and discipline, just as we do. Jesus said over and over again, I am. He said, I am the light. I am the way. I am the shepherd of the sheep. Oh my God, we all need to be the shepherd of the sheep. There are so many mindless, clueless people out there. Each of us, you and me, every one of you hearing my voice, we have the potential to be the shepherd of the sheep, to say the right thing at the right time, to be an example of truth. When Jesus said, I am, that was affirmative acceptance. I am. Is that part of us that is spirit, that is spiritual. It is the inner spiritual man or woman. He was aligning himself with the truth. He was saying, I am the light. I am one of these openings into the physical world for God, for the universe, for energy and intention to live and breathe and grow. And he said, these things and greater you can do. So Jesus taught, awaken, choose, affirm, say, I am. Align yourself. It's not I hope or I want or I will be. It is I am. You know, one of the highest forms of metaphysics is called Platoism. I've heard it called the idea of good. Platoism is a belief in archetypes, in the perfect pattern, the I am that we can strive to return to. And under this umbrella, people are viewed as either flowing in sameness or indifference from that perfect archetype. Here, the goal is union with the one being knowledge and virtue. And this has become part of Christianity, whereas Aristotelism is more part of Islamic philosophy, and Thomism is aligned with Catholicism. And we could go on and on. I mean, all these forms of early metaphysics are aligned with all of the religions that people walk around with professing today. And yet I think that a lot of people have forgotten what this means. I mean, let's explore Thomism for a second. You know, since we are talking about Easter and all, Thomism is a major part of the Catholic Church. And I truly do wonder how many, if any, realize that its major selling point is that truth is to be accepted no matter where it comes from. That's a throwback to humility, right? We've talked about that before. Humility simply means teachability. And so at the core of this religion that preaches Easter, we have the reminder that truth comes from everywhere all the time, even if it looks different than us and sounds different than us. And who can argue, factual or not, that the story of Jesus is a great metaphor for our awakening? And so let's circle back. Jesus was a good dude who said some really cool things. He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Think about what that means for a minute. The kingdom of heaven is within you. You have a connection to God right at the very core of your being. He said, these things and greater you can do. He also said, what profits a man if he gains the whole world and suffers the loss of his soul? That one, people. What do you need to cross out? What do you need to remove so that you can grow, so that you can be made new? Listen, I don't really care about the facts. I don't care. I don't care if Jesus' story went down exactly the way that they teach in church, or if that dude faked his death and split. I mean, who cares? The message is still the same. Cross out your falsities, cross out your fears, your bullshit, and be resurrected. Realign with the I am, with the truth, with your higher self. Your higher self. In Hinduism, it's the Sanskrit word Atman. Forgive me if I say it incorrectly. In Buddhism, it's the Nirvana Sutra. And in Christianity, it is the Christ. The Christ, the divine idea of man, a title given to the man from Galilee that grew and changed and learned and spent many a nights in the desert of his soul seeking out the parts that needed to be stripped away so that he could give them back and he could be made into something new. What are you giving up, beloved? What do you need to cross out of your life? What will your resurrection look like? We spend far too much time walking around unconscious of the truth, drowning in our error thoughts and beliefs, and hiding in the tomb that we have built from our faith and limitation. Let Easter remind us of our infinite potential, even in the most trivial symbolism. I mean, bear with me here, because we're almost done. The egg. Potential of the existence of the higher self. Because it is in our awakening that we transform. I mean, the egg doesn't even resemble a chicken until it does. And let's think about this here, guys. It's a bunny rabbit hopping around with a basket full of eggs. That's faith. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith in divine order. That is faith in highest good. That is faith in sweet vinegar. That is faith in you, in who you truly are. A being of light, having an earthly experience. Don't argue religion today. Let that be what it is. Instead, claim your moment, your time. Cross out the bullshit and begin or renew, revitalize your path. It's your awakening day. Until next time, beloved, namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today for this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe. If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience, more people like you ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.